The Democrats have been completely ignoring what people really care about. They just, and now they're kind of coming around a little bit, but it may be too late. I can never trust them again. They made this mess, and I'm having to live with it.
Because when voters tell you over and over and over again that they care mostly about the economy, listen to them. Stop talking about democracy being at stake. Democracy is at stake because people are fighting so much about what elections mean.
I think this is a wonderful outcome, and it's what we exactly have to have. Too much government, too much spending. Enough already. I think everybody's frustrated on both sides of the aisles. And shutting down Washington is exactly what's going to happen at midnight tomorrow. Fantastic.
Folks, we have entered a strange world where more pandemics are being forced on the public, squatters make the news, bridges collapse, a fake president embarrasses our country, evil is spread all around us, rumors about things are going to happen on April 8th continue to fly everywhere. Yet through it all, we can count it all joy to know and understand that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. Let's get through this report today. Stay for the end for a message about Paul in prison and his singing when it seems like there was no reason to sing. We're going to talk about that and so much more today and the storm that has been placed in front of us that we've been waiting for a long time. Here we go. Folks, once again, I wanted to remind you that we have a cruise August 11th through the 18th of this year, 2024. You can go in the description box below, click on amweknow.com, it'll pop up for you, or go to the link in the description box below for the cruise link. We're going to have a great time. We're going to enjoy food, fellowship, and this marvelous views of Alaska all together. And you're going to have a chance to listen to me speak, some other speakers we're going to have there. We're going to have music, we're going to have comedy, Christian comedy, and so much more. You know, great time to have meet and greet time, Q&A from the stage. Watch how I put one of these shows together and so much more. It's going to be a blast in Alaska. Hope that you're checking it out. You can actually make a phone call if you go to the site and there's no room showing. You can call them. There's still rooms available, okay? Looking forward to having you.
Hi, Tweed.
My fellow America.
That solo energy, give me that. I'm going to get a Diet Coke. You want anything?
A sarsaparilla.
The hell is that?
My fellow Americans. That comes from, for those that are listening in, a guy who's playing President Trump hands his cell phone over to Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln reads it, my fellow Americans. And that was posted by Dan Scavino. He teased this drop 55 on Instagram and Facebook. And so we were told, if we look to Twitter on number 55, exactly this, my fellow Americans, comma, the storm is upon us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dots. And then God bless. Very interesting because we've been hoping beyond hope that this would be something that's placed out for many to see, especially those that are on board with everything that we see going on around us. And we, as we watch this play out, many have been posting, including Scotty Moore, and everybody's been sharing this like crazy throughout the social media. Not everybody, but a lot of folks. Scotty Films makes sure that we saw this too. And if you guys remember the storm quote, if not, I'm going to play this if you're new to all this. This is something President Trump said at nearly the beginning of all of this. And he has the military all around him. Do you guys know what this represents?
Presents.
Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm.
What storm is it?
We have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming. Thank you.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
Please.
My fellow America.
That Serlo energy, give me that. I'm gonna get a Diet Coke. You want anything?
A sarsaparilla.
The hell is that?
So, there's Lisa May. Speaking of former presidents who used the military to save the Republic, Dan Scavino posted this. She was excited about it. Try a tweet indeed. He said, try a tweet indeed. Who controls the National Guard? Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the United States? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? What former president used the military to save the Republic, and what occurred exactly? Biggest drop to ever be provided on poll. Scotty Marr predicting the future by knowing the past, little history about old Abe. Lincoln found the power he needed to deal with the rebellion in the Commander-in-Chief Clause of the Constitution. In the clause of Section 2 requiring him to, quote, that the laws be faithfully executed. And in his presidential oath, quote, to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Based on these powers, he called out the militia, authorized increases in the size of the regular Army and Navy, expended funds for military purchases, deployed military forces, blockaded southern ports, suspended the writ of habeas corpus in certain areas, authorized arbitrary arrests, and impaneled military tribunals to try civilians in occupied or contested areas. Later, he authorized conscription and issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Lincoln justified these steps as necessary to save the Union and preserve the Constitution. You ain't seen nothing yet, awakened outlaw. And there's President Trump in the Batman signal. And so Twitter is still Twitter.com, but it's called X. What are we missing? X, it's what's happening. Twitter.com, right? Trump on Truth, 9:16 Eastern Standard Time. Make America great again. We're saving Israel for last. Very specific region, not mentioned a single time. Just in, UK informs Netanyahu that they are preparing to publicly declare Israel in violation of international law. Al Jazeera. Also, it seems notable that April 8th, by the way, lines up with November 11th on the Q clock. For those following the Q clock, there is the arrow pointing April 8th to 11/11 in a straight line. Lots of chatter about World War III today. We are coming up to 1 year delta of Trump's World War III truth. Solar eclipses April 8th, says Duphorn. In World War III, President Trump posts April 9th, 2023. Remember at 13:32, he posted that, 13:32. World War III, and that post was fellow patriots. What you're about to learn should not only scare you, but intensify your resolve to take control. Take back control and freedom. The information that will become public will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt, pure evil abuse of power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. The snowball has begun rolling. There is no stopping it now. D5, stay the course and trust the plan. Protective measures are in place. Remain brave. We knew this day would come. United we stand. And so as we get to that, I just wanted to play this clip from Stormy Patriot Joe as he puts good things together.
Dan repeatedly posted plus, plus, plus. Okay. Today's Delta, April 3rd, plus, plus, plus. Everything has meaning. Nothing is random, plus, plus, plus. If you're not familiar, the three pluses means the house is sad. So again, today is April 3rd. And what news did we have today, April 3rd? Donald Trump has this meeting with the Saudi leader, Mohammed bin Salman. Plus, plus, plus. And that's what it looks like when it all comes together.
How about that, huh? So that plus, 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 Dan Scavino, if you're looking at it, is the, you've got in New York, the three crosses that look like three pluses, right? Posting on the very day the House of Saud, right, has a meeting with President Trump. You just can't make this up. The coincidences, right, continue to just fly all around. And so, yeah, I'm starting with all of this. And some of you say, hey, I've had enough of the intel board or I don't want to hear it. But many of you say you enjoy hearing this. And I tell you, many have been tied into this this channel because of our start on this. I fell in love with that board, most of all, that it was filled with scripture. And whenever you post scripture, it's got power, more powerful than any two-edged sword. And that sword was reaching many. And I've got a friend now that lives nearby. And he actually prayed to receive Christ because of the Q board, guys, believe it or not. And he told me his testimony. Maybe someday I'll have him on and we'll talk about and share what he learned. And I tell you what, he's on the on X all the time trying to wake people up with the gifts that he has. And it's amazing. And we talked to others we had in the house the other day. We actually had a service to go over the Passover, talk about it in depth from Scripture, and we ended up getting into why would President Trump allow the election to be stolen and place a pause in, and why would we have a fake Biden running around, and why would we have all of these terrible things happening right now? And we had this discussion at length, and I was able to sit down and try the best that I could with friendship, sharing what I believe all that is going on. Why many who continue to vote Democrat or Rhino all the time had no clue that every time they voted, just check the block, what they were actually voting for. And you have to show them. They have to feel pain in order to turn around. They have to feel what it was like for them to hit that vote button, bring these fake leaders into these terrible cities, and now the people are rising up and they're getting tired, and they're tired of the high prices around the earth, around the United States. They're tired of watching illegal immigrants getting free money thrown at them. They're tired of watching their taxpayer dollars go to funding wars that don't make sense. They're tired of watching the politicians lie to them day in and day out, all the time. We're getting it thrown in our face, the lies. As a matter of fact, I had this for later, talking about lies. What about Mike Johnson?
But no, Mike Johnson has made a complete departure of who he is and what he stands for. And to the point where people are literally asking, is he blackmailed? What is wrong with him? Because right. He's completely disconnected with what we want.
Do you think he is being blackmailed?
I have no idea. I can't comprehend, Tucker, what radically changes a man. I mean, if we break down the second part of basically an omnibus, let's break that down. So Mike Johnson is pro-life. In the second part of the omnibus, just less than 2 weeks ago, he funded full-term abortion clinics. Full-term abortion clinics. He funded the trans agenda on children. I mean, how does that even happen from a Christian conservative Republican speaker? He did nothing for the southern border, did nothing to secure the border. And this comes on the heels of Laken Riley being brutally murdered. This came on the heels of a video that was running on loop on social media where illegal aliens had rushed our border, ran over Texas National Guard, ran over Border Patrol agents in order to invade our country. These were military-aged men, by the way. He did nothing to secure a border. It's the number one issue in the world. He completely changed who he was, funded the FBI, gave him a brand new building, fully funded the Department of Justice that is persecuting everyone on the right and actually targeting our presidential candidate for election this year, literally trying to put him in jail the rest of his life. We don't know who Mike Johnson is anymore, so there's no I can't comprehend it.
So why do we keep going through this mess? We shared Mike Johnson. We shared that, you know, he shares scripture. He's a man of prayer, goes to Bible studies and more. And yet the things that have been playing out over and over again is where are the brave men and women to stand up and say, you know what, we've had enough. There's so very few. And that's why sometimes we feel like the military is the only way. Everything has to be completely restarted. Real elections have to happen. Real people need to step forth that care about this country and more. And speaking of standing up to terrible powers, let's just jump over real quick. I had this for later. But a woman telling the truth here on the news for all to hear across the pond. Check this out.
Alex, what are you, because you've talked about this morning.
This is such an important issue for me because I've been living in London for 10 years. I've also lived in multiple other countries around the world. Never before have I felt as unsafe as I do now. When I walk down the street, I'm increasingly being leered at. I'm increasingly having, I'm increasingly being followed like I'm going around the souks of Morocco. And it's not visibly to me anyway, people who were born and bred here. It isn't. And I, you know, it's very difficult because we're not allowed to talk about it because, oh my gosh, you know, that's not, that breaks taboo. Oh, you know, you're a racist if you say this. I'm sorry. A lot of women going about their daily business feel that their safety is being directly threatened by people who are coming from different cultures. And this needs to be discussed because I've had enough. All my other female friends have had enough. When I put this stuff online, the number of comments online from other women saying they've had enough and saying thank you for talking about this. Was it not enough when we noticed what was going on with grooming gangs? Was it not enough when we see what's happened to the victim of Abdul Azadi? When are we going to have the conversation that women's safety is being mortgaged at the altar of mass immigration and this faux political correctness?
And I speak to many other.
How about that? They're so frustrated. She is so frustrated. And she said many people agree with her now. Maybe they did put up with it in the beginning, just a few entered, and it was just a few here and there, but now they're being overwhelmed, and they're sensing something needs to be done, and would it be too late? What do you guys think about all this? Tell me below the video. What do you think about Mike Johnson? What do you think about the wake-up call that's happening? What do you think about President Trump saying the pause and more? Think about that. Here's a message. Folks, are you struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? The IRS is escalating collections, adding 20,000 new agents, and sending millions of final demand letters. Well, in these challenging times, your best defense is Tax Network USA. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. With over 14 years of experience, Tax Network USA has saved their clients over $1 billion in back taxes. No matter your tax issue size, their expertise is your advantage. They specialize in negotiating with the IRS, aiming to reduce your debt significantly. Tax Network USA doesn't just negotiate. They protect your assets from IRS seizures and manage your yearly returns for ongoing compliance. Importantly, they are licensed to help with all state tax issues, regardless of where you live in the United States. The clock's ticking. Don't wait until the IRS steps up its game. Seize control of your financial future now. Go in the description box below and click on that link, tnusa.com/andweknow, or call 1-800-245-6000. Don't let your tax issues overpower you. Again, go in the description box below, tnusa.com/andweknow.
My own country is treating me like a criminal. It's because I believe that they stole my rightful president. And just standing up for my country, it makes me a criminal. And it's just not right. It feels so weird to be here.
The tears you're hearing are coming from Rebecca Lavrenz, 72-year-old great-grandmother facing 1 year in prison and $210,000 in fines. For what? What did she do? She peacefully entered the Capitol building on January 6th for 10 minutes, and she was praying. No criminal record, engaged in zero property damage and zero violence. A devout Christian who runs a bed and breakfast in Colorado and has four children, seven grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. Our government refuses to treat illegals like the criminals they are. We escort them in, fly them to the city of their choosing, give them debit cards full of cash. We treat grandmas like Rebecca like a terrorist for stepping foot inside the Capitol on J6. Remember the Capitol building that was opened up with these massive doors that have to be, they have to push a button and actually allow them to open up because you're not going to be able to get in unless people open the doors and let you in. Shame on the Department of Justice. Shame on Joe Biden, Karl Rove, and every single feckless Republican who let this happen. What have we become? We've exposed on this channel right after J6, folks. You can go back and watch my video from back then. We knew what was going on a couple of days after J6. We saw them come off of buses, they being the three-letter agencies. We saw the Antifa guys as they changed into Trump clothes. We watched the actors act from Woo's News as he played that marvelous, amazing video showing every detail of how they played it out and how stupid they looked. We watched over and over again as the real criminals who were trying to egg on all the people to get into the Capitol building so they could play this game against us. Not a game anymore. They're having an effect on our people. They're hurting our people. And what do we do about it? Number one, pray. Number two, get involved locally. Find out how we can help in these elections. But most of all, realize that in the midst of all of this pain and suffering we're going through, to read the Word of God, realize that He's in control, and continue to lift each other up. This is painful to watch. Painful. In all of this, President Trump placed out a message at 2136 or 936, where he said, "Justice for all." For all what? The hostages, the January 6 hostages. That's what President Trump calls them. Well, it's interesting because he posts that at 936. 936 actually has the word, the sum of all fears, hostage. So he uses a timestamp that equals hostage. Okay. Old guard power, the structure's being destroyed. Okay. You are now the mainstream handled with care of the Great Awakening. We have a responsibility to get the information out. Understand that this Nazi order, this New World Order, this threat, they're trying to disarm us. There's a stage set, freedom's coming. And it's hard. What does President Trump think about Biden?
You said you'll debate him anywhere, anytime. Do you think he'll agree to any debate?
Anywhere, anytime.
Do you think he'll agree?
I don't think so, but I hope he does. What happened is, you know, that white stuff that they happened to find, which happened to be cocaine in the White House? I don't know. I think something's going on there. Because I watched his State of the Union, and he was all jacked up at the beginning. By the end, he was fading fast. There's something going on there. I want to debate, and I think debates with him, at least, should be drug tested. I want to.
Mr. President, are you suggesting President Biden's using cocaine?
I don't know what he's using, but that was not. Hey, he was higher than a kite, and by the way, it was the worst. It was the worst address I've ever seen. State of the Nation. I'll tell you, State of the Union. That's not State of the Union because he doesn't represent us properly. That I can tell you. But he's obviously being helped some way because most of the time he looks like he's falling asleep. And all of a sudden he walked up there and did a poor job. But he was all jacked up.
How about that? He thinks Joe Biden should be drug tested before a debate. And then this druggie is going to play this game again as they're putting out the bird flu pandemic. Could be 100 times worse than COVID, right? Scientists warn. Well, remember February 2023, you got to prepare for the potential H5N1 human bird flu pandemic. How in the world did they know that? Remember in February 2024, the U.S. is collaborating with Chinese scientists to make bird flu strains more infectious and deadly as part of a $1 million project. December 2022, the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill, included $335 billion for an influenza pandemic, which included the use of, you get it? Surveillance tools. October 22, Johns Hopkins Center for Health and Security, in partnership with the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, conducted a tabletop catastrophic contagion exercise at the Grand Challenges annual meeting in Brussels, Belgium. Trying to warn that lockdowns would come again so they can steal another election. Trump's statement on the lockdowns.
Left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election.
That's right. It's all about the election. We talked about that at length of how the whole thing played out in 2020. COVID, everybody's in fear. Millions of people are dying because of COVID. That wasn't true. Mainstream media was in cahoots with it all. Liars that they are. Paid off liars. Demonic at that. And then what do? They scare everybody so that they'll run and get the jabs. And I remember when President Trump was bringing up the jabs. He was bringing up the jabs. That the left went crazy and said, how dare he? They're so dangerous. He can't do that. And then what happens when he leaves the presidency? They flip the script and they force everyone to get the jabs. And we're going to talk more about those later. But they want these lockdowns. And I thought this was a great thing from Hatch Truth. It blew up. So just a reminder.
First to arrive with cameras installed to protect both you and me in places that we weren't that threatened, and yet people didn't see. And what followed were traffic restrictions to keep the roads quiet and clean. The maths didn't add up, nor the science, but still, the people didn't see. And next came the 15-minute neighborhoods to make our lives easier, decreed. To some, it seemed like restrictions, but still, the people didn't see. And then came the digital ID. So convenient, easy, and free. Your life in one chip on a mainframe. And still, the people didn't see. The cars they sold were electric, all wired to the government PC. And they switched off the driving on Sundays. And still, the people didn't see. And the banks moved their money to digital. And the government banned cash the next week. And the ability to fly was restricted. And still, the people didn't see. They linked up your money and profile to the ID on the government PC and connected it to social media. And still, the people didn't see. And then came a new cure, a new virus, safe and effective and free. They linked these jabs to your profile and connected the government PC. And when the people were locked in their cities, policed by their digital ID, unable to visit their loved ones, now, finally, the people can see. Restricted and tracked with no money. To go further, a permit you'll need. Contained in your digital city. Oh, why did the people not see? These steps they've sold us as progress never looked to be quite what they seemed. And if you don't ask the questions in protest, then your children will never know. Free. There's no adverts on this video, so please get it shared.
How about that? Great reminder for all of us, huh? Talking about freedom. They tried to destroy what many people celebrate as Easter. President Trump came out and said this.
What the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day? Such total disrespect to Christians. And November 5th is going to be called something else. You know what it's going to be called? Christian Visibility Day, when Christians turn out in numbers that nobody has ever seen before.
Christian Visibility Day. Now, you think that they wouldn't have a problem with that, right? Oh, no. Go over to your mainstream media. Washington Compost. Trump's Christian Visibility Day bit overstates his Christian support. Is that Intelligencer? Independent. No, America doesn't need a MAGA day of Christian visibility. Trump declares Election Day Christian visibility as he continues attack on Biden's trans Easter message, is another media. MSNBC says Trump's Christian Day of Visibility tantrum is also a warning. Daily Kos serial blasphemer Donald Trump declares November 5th to be Christian Visibility Day. Mediaite, Trump exploits anti-trans Easter outrage by proclaiming Election Day will be Christian Day of Visibility. You see the spiritual warfare? You see the Satanists? You think that they're just regular old folks that just, they just have a bit of hatred in their body or more? I look at it more, folks, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me in the description box below the video, in your comments below, or in the, as this is playing live. What do you think? You think these folks are just typing this away because they're filled with hatred, or you think that maybe, just maybe, their God is Satan? I don't know. So as you watch that, then we go over to Nebraska. Their liberal lawmakers are panicking that the state could switch to a winner-take-all state.
Pathetic worm Donald Trump thinks that he knows what's best for Nebraska and what Nebraskans want, but this man is building up the governor, you know, obviously wants this electoral vote because he's so scared he can't win the presidency without it.
I want to throw up. And I want to go to bed, but I can't because I don't trust you. And you don't deserve to be trusted.
Ay, ay, ay. Why do they sound like that? I'm sorry. They need the Lord. Oh, my goodness. How can you sit and hear the screaming and yelling that they have? They're so filled with hatred. We're going to talk more about Nebraska in a moment, another switchover, Mike McDonald to the Democrat Party and some others. Before we get there, I just wanted to share with you that we're at andweknow.com, folks, andweknow.com. It's an amazing website. It's been worked on several times. My son spruced it up here at the ending to make it look the wonderful way that it looks today. When you go to that website, you're going to have all types of goodies, truth, hope, faith, and freedom. We have our videos. You'll discover our podcast. You'll have our partners page. You'll be able to go shopping, join in, advertise with us if you want. You become a fellowship member. This basically, the fellow member, I haven't talked about in a while, but bottom line is you can be a fellow member and you get to join us about once a month. We get to have a fellow meeting and I get to discuss the things that have been happening on a deeper level. And you get a newsletter once a month and some goodies. It's really, really cool. Locals, you can go there. You can see all of our videos there. As you scroll down, you can see our AUK merch site, my book, are showcasing on Instagram of those that when we play the videos of those wearing our merch and more. You can subscribe to our newsletter. All you have to do is click name and put in your email and hit submit. You'll start receiving emails and updates from us and so much more. It's a really, really good website. And our partners, if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see them and click on the partners page and you'll see even more and find ways to connect. It's amazing what my son's done with that site. Thank you so much, Brandon. And so amazing also is the shop.amweknow.com. All of our merch, guys, you can wear it, walk around, and next thing you know, you've got amazing new friends that say, hey, I happen to watch that show too. And you'll be able to see that we have all kinds of deals going on. We've got the dad hats this spring. We've got all kinds of goodies, sweatshirts, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and more. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Thank you for coming today.
This is State Senator, Nebraska State Senator Mike McDonnell.
1984, I decided to register as a Democrat. I was a Christian, member of the Roman Catholic Church, and I was proud of that, and I was pro-life. 2016, I decided to run for the legislature. Christian, member of the Roman Catholic Church, pro-life, pro-union, pro-Second Amendment. Wanted to see how we could grow our state and reduce property taxes at the same time. All those things you talk door to door that you believe in. As a process we've gone through down here as senators, I've tried to stick with those principles. That has not changed for me. I asked the Democratic Party, Douglas County, to respect that I'm pro-life, that I'm a member of the Roman Catholic Church. And my beliefs are based on that. Douglas County Democrats, instead of respecting it, they decided to punish it. They said you cannot participate, you can't be a delegate. We're not going to share our party resources. I continue to vote pro-life. State Democratic Party decided to censure me. I continue to vote pro-life. This is not an easy decision. After 40 years of being a registered Democrat, having your grandfather tell you when you're 10 years old, what are we? We're Irish, we're Catholic, and we're Democrats. That kind of stuck with me. And we had many discussions after that, that a lot of things he'd try to teach me didn't stick. But it's never easy for someone to make this kind of decision. But what makes it easier is the people standing behind me. Over the last year, regardless of my decision switching parties, they have been so supportive. Based on the things that would be said in the media or in social media, they were very supportive. We had great discussions about what the Republican Party is doing, where they're trying to go, how I potentially could fit in there. But the greatest thing about it is now I can participate again. When something's taken away from you as potentially being able to attend a meeting, they say, well, we don't want you here. We're not going to share our resources with you. That hits you pretty hard. But it also makes you appreciate something about our democracy, the idea of being able to participate. Today I'm announcing I am now going to be a registered Republican in the state of Nebraska.
Big news. Really big. Let's see. Wisconsin Democrats have organized a group to vote uninstructed against Joe Biden in today's primary due to his handling of Gaza situation. They're starting to turn on themselves.
How big is the protest vote effort against President Biden?
Yeah, Chanel, I mean, the movement has picked up some pretty notable endorsements here from grassroots organizations, especially minority-backed grassroots voter organization movements like Voces de la Frontera. It's the largest Wisconsin Latino voter network, about 28,000 Latino voters within that network. Take a listen to the conversation I had with Christine Newman Ortiz, who is over that organization.
We do not want to see the rise of someone that promises to be a dictator on day one. But it is also important that at the same time that we hold President Biden accountable to listen to what the needs of the people are. And that includes a ceasefire of Gaza, and it includes expanded protections for immigrants.
Oh, boy. What other kind of trouble do they have? Oh, well, lifelong Chicago Democrat explains why she's voting for Trump.
All right, so I noticed your hat, Chicago for Trump. What is the story? Who are you, and what's the story behind that hat?
Well, first of all, my name is Kata Truss, and I am a Chicagoan, and I was a lifelong Democrat until I really started paying attention to the Democratic policies and how they were hurting the city of Chicago. And I had decided that I had just had enough, and the migrant crisis is what really...
The migrant crisis.
The migrant crisis took me over the edge.
What is that looking like in your city right now, the migrant crisis?
It is looking like a mess.
And so she continues to explain what changed her mind. And hopefully when she goes to the voter box there in Illinois, it'll actually reflect her vote. But kind of interesting, because as we play all this out, we had an interview, great interview with Ken and Jody Zidko. I highly encourage you to go check it out. Most of you probably watched it, but just amazed to see their dedication. And they discovered nearly 600,000 Illinois voting ballot errors in 2022. UnitedForFreedom.com, you can go there and actually volunteer, folks. There's so many different ways that you can help out. And we had a great time discussing this, going over their scorecard and more. Let me play a clip from that.
We're entitled this under our founding documents. So at the time of the midterm election, we had about 8.9 million registrations. So you see here this first section, the total there at the bottom, 4,032,000 and change. That's the total number of apparent registration violations that we found amongst those 8.9 million registrations.
And then 8.9 million registrations and 4 million violations. 56%. The information they shared, the way that you can support them, is absolutely amazing. I highly encourage you guys to go check them out. UnitedForFreedom.com, please. They're doing all they can to support our country and more. And with all the work that they put in, I'm hoping that you can definitely check them out. We are in the midst of a battle, and they claim that we're the violent ones. We're the J6 violent ones, yet they're the ones that put all of this together. They being the Democrats, the rhinos, the evil ones, the uniparty. And still, the Democrats, they accuse the Republicans of being the violent ones. Trump's the violent one. We're MAGA party, the violent ones, right? Let's have a reminder who's the real party of violence.
Chris always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
That you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
President Walker, how do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
When they go low, we kick.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Biden and the Democrats are the party of violence. And then you've got the 2024 ad for all to see. All of this playing out and more. And they have to continue to push the DEI on all of us. Here we go.
We live and work within systems, and those systems, as I mentioned before, are so deeply rooted in patriarchy, in colonialism, in racism, in otherism. We tend to be very resistant to shifts and changes. It's very uncomfortable for many colleagues often when you are the voice in the room that says, this doesn't sound right to me, or I have a question about how this is supposed to work. I want Black women's voices to be heard at the micro level and at the macro level. Often there are just so very few Black women in the room, even when you're talking about a continent full of Black women. The leadership and development circles tends to not be Black women. And it's not because Black women, women of color, are not interested in improving the quality of life or creating opportunities for their communities or for the societies they live in. But it's because we have so many criteria set up to say who is truly a person worthy of being listened to, respected, and knowledgeable on issues. Navigating that.
So there's your person picked by Biden to run DEI. Saw this the other day, the DEI diversity video, and I thought it was something. It was shared with me earlier, and I thought that you guys would find this pretty comical. I mean, we need some humor with all the stuff that's going on. But with all this DEI mess they put in front of us all the time, this Scottish video was put together for all of us to see just how ridiculous this can actually get. You ready? Check this out.
I'm delighted to be joined by a member of the Chinese community, as I apologize for using the phrase Chinese whispers. I appreciate that this is deeply offensive to the Chinese. I completely understand why they went totally mental. I'm delighted to be joined by a mental health campaigner to witness my apology for using the phrase they've gone mental. I can see some of you are surprised that I'm apologizing, but no. Gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just scrolled down accidentally. Let me keep
delighted,
going.
Delighted to be joined by a mental health campaigner to witness my apology for using the phrase they've gone mental. I can see some of you are surprised that I'm apologizing, but no. Gone are the days when getting an apology out of me was like getting a fiver out of an Aberdonian, eh? I would like to apologize to the largest Aberdonian community, the Aberdonians. I do understand that Aberdonian feelings are important. I'm surprised, actually, that our diversity officer didn't make that clear to me. Honestly, sometimes around here, it's like the blind leading the blind. I would like to apologize.
So every time he says something, he has to apologize to the next person. So now he's talking to the Scotland's blind community. He's apologizing to them for his comment about the blind.
Apologize to Scotland's blind community. I hear your concerns, and I promise you they will not fall on deaf ears. I would like to apologize to the deaf community. I would like to say sorry. When I realized what I said, I honestly had a fit. I apologize unreservedly to all of the epileptics in Scotland for my use of the word fit. I completely understand why you've got a bee in your bonnet.
Oh, no.
I would like to apologize to anyone connected with bees or the wider bee community. Bees, indeed, are a vital part of society. I tried my best to get to a statement that wouldn't offend anyone. I really did. But do you know, when me and my advisors get together, honestly, it's like two bald men fighting over a comb. I would like to apologize to Scotland's bald community, of which I am a member. I would like to apologize and exonerate myself. Chief, I'm sorry. Chief, you're forgiven. I was particularly pleased with my final apology because I could apologize and accept the apology at the same time. I do like to kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, no.
I would like to apologize to the entire avian community for my cruel and insensitive words. I'm sorry.
apologizing to the birds, the Scott Squad. That's brilliant. Oh, bravo, bravo. Well, we need something like that. Did you guys also realize that J.K. Rowling dares the police to arrest her for misgendering after Scottish hate crime law takes effect? Yeah. There's a new legislation wide open to abuse by activists who wish to silence those of us speaking out against the dangers of eliminating women's and girls' single-sex spaces. She went out, she made some comments, and now they're after her. You can't have free speech there. Make your comments on social media, they'll come after you. The sick world that we live in. U.S. gasoline prices hit highest level in 6 months. The numbers keep going up. The effects on so many people keep playing out for many to see. I saw this on social media, and guys having a hard time making ends meet, and figured we'd share a little bit of this.
And somebody explained to me in crayon eating terms why I make over three times the federal minimum wage and I cannot afford to live.
Explain it.
And I do not want to hear the pull yourself up from your bootstraps, work 90 hours a week. That's not the goal, guys.
No, it's not the goal. It should not be
our standard.
Agreed. Should not be.
Of people being complacent with this uniparty, both. When my parents were my age, they both made less than half of what I make and they lived alone.
Yep, so the frustrations are playing out for all to see, and it certainly is having an effect on many, and we have talks about this, and there can be help for everyone. From Dr. Kirk Elliott, if you go to amweknow.com/gold, this one is actually coming out this Sunday. Measure your wealth with precious metals, not paper. He made that statement. And he's showing all the buy-up of gold that's happening around this earth, and he explained a little bit about it. Here's a clip from that.
It has no political affiliation. Gold is simply neutral. So central banks are buying gold because the neocons have weaponized the dollar. And all of these other countries around the globe are looking what happened to Russia when we put economic sanctions on them, tried to kick them out of the SWIFT system, or did kick them out of the SWIFT system, but they found another alternative. Or we're freezing their assets and they can't get to them. The point is, doesn't matter if you agree or disagree with Russia. What matters is that a country had the power to actually freeze another country's assets. And these other countries around the world are now getting scared. So what are they doing? They're buying gold, right? Because when Russian assets were removed from SWIFT, the threat to the world was issued that said, this is my paraphrase. Hey, if you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to take you out of SWIFT and we're going to take all your assets and we're going to freeze them so you don't have access to them. So, and we did that.
So how about that? All you have to do is go check this out. You'll hear more about that this Sunday, amweknow.com/gold. You can reach out and have that conversation yourself. And so again, with the pandemic stuff, they're trying to plan again. All of this stuff that's coming out, they have a WHO pandemic accord that they want to bring out. Britain risks losing power to control future lockdowns to the WHO. They want to control us all. What do they want? Vaccine passports, mandatory vaccines, more lockdowns. Declare a pandemic, the WHO, and basically takes the sovereignty away from our country. Climate change rebranded as health emergency. Loss of national sovereignty. WHO determining policy over livestock. Your taxes will fund the WHO. You got to reject these unelected Bill Gates-funded globalists at all costs.
We have a lot of new things we want in vaccines. We want, you know, TB, HIV. We're working with these companies to help them adopt this mRNA, which is a technology that we think will be very useful. And so the fact that they're very high quality, when they get volume, they're very low cost. They're a treasure to the world.
They keep pushing over and over that they're running this earth, that they're going to save the world. They're playing God. God created this earth. takes care of it, ensures that it's running perfectly. And these guys come in and lie constantly. So what they can do is steal all of our money, build up their resources, and then turn it around on us with the help of their leader, Satan, and destroy mankind. It's all it's designed to do. Makes you look at reminders like this from Laura Boley. She sent out several pictures I'm going to show you. We got somebody who's basically claiming she's a medic. And she laughed and said in 2021, I'm one of the human lab rats that got vaccinated. Ha, ha, ha. Well, not even 3 years later, a little bit less than 3 years later, suddenly, at the age of 47, gone. Another person telling everybody to hurry up and get their jabs passes away at a young age. Helena Rossano, paralyzed from the waist down, bragging to everyone about getting the jabs. Another person, 13 months old, died suddenly in his sleep. She was bragging on social media about needing to get his shots. Gone. Another person, heartbreak, is a terrific footballer in his 20s, dies suddenly. Another one, out there telling everyone, look at me, I'm jabbed. Look at me, bragging on social media for the world to see. Now gone. And this other guy, Adrian Schiller, British actor, just turned 60, died suddenly and unexpectedly in his home on 4th of April. He was out there in 2021 of August telling everybody it's free, safe, and will stop you and your loved ones from contracting a nasty disease with loads of long-term nasty effects, including death, which is all baloney. And he said, the thing is, honestly, I don't care why you don't want to get vaxxed. I just don't want to hear it anymore. Just do it and stay home so the rest of us can get on with our normal life. Well, his normal life is gone. And people are saying he died way too soon, right? The folks that were all fans of him. We have these conversations and more. We've played out what's been going on and just want to touch base one more time, or maybe a few more times, depending, before we get to the 8th of April. You guys know the CERN is testing the world's most powerful particle accelerator during April's solar eclipse on April 8th. Now, I've talked about this in the past, about who these guys really are, these accelerator CERN guys, the ones that have the Shiva god of destruction in their front lawn, right, as you enter. And I know that, and that it seems to have biblical ties because it's built on something that is referenced in Scripture. And I thought that, you know, I had it all together, but you know what? This guy does a great job. Let me let him explain it for us just here for a few minutes.
CERN is about to start up the Hadron Collider, ladies and gentlemen, on April 8th, on the day of the biggest solar eclipse in American history, where millions of people are flying from around the world. They are going to collide.
So I want to just fast forward, okay? So instead of having him talk, I just want to get through this real quick. Apollyon, the destroyer, right? The large portion of CERN is located in the territory of St. Genus Polity in Roman times. It was called Apollycom. So the town and a temple were dedicated to Apollyon, the destroyer, right? Shiva. And so when you go through that and you look at how this is all playing out, Apollyon, if you go into the way that they believe, they say something may come through dimensional doors at LHC, at this CERN. And out of this door might come something, or we might send something through it. Is that right? Well, what would they send through that door of Apollyon? Let me play this one more time and we just get to this part that I need to get to. As he plays this out for all to see, we go in and you see that it seems like it has ties to Revelation, where you've got the talk of Apollyon or Abaddon, where the right here. To him, Apollyon the Destroyer, who was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Revelation 9, 1 through 2. You guys catch that? So the key to the bottomless pit happens to be over the Apollyon, which matches CERN. So could the CERN be something that these guys are playing with? And this is where I go back to, if you go to Genesis, and God had to confuse the languages at the Tower of Babel because he says, we need to confuse their language because they'll be able to do whatever they put their minds to. So now all the languages are coming back together. Everybody can communicate again. You come together in one place. They can do whatever they put their mind to. So if they're trying to work together, Satan with his minions that worship him because they got the goddess of Shiva or whatever sitting there with them and they worship Satan, well, Satan can teach them how to build this thing so that he can open up what? The bottomless pit. And you know what? They keep playing games and they see what comes out of that thing. And then you can only wonder, we have nothing to fear. We belong to Christ. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And so then that goes back to some strange comms. Right here, Dan Scavino's, this is from at 17 Ultra Maga, Dan Scavino's Truth, Are You Ready for the Eclipse? He actually put that out. Speaks volumes of what may be coming on the 8th. Is Dan telling us the shadow presidency is about ready to be eclipsed by the true president, commander in chief? Let me show you. You guys ready? See? Look, are you ready for the eclipse? And you see President Trump little by little coming over on top of Biden. So he's eclipsed. Kind of funny when you look at it. Anyway, so what's weird about this, and it's just speculation, and you guys tell me what you think in the comments below. Think about what's going on with the eclipse in all the different states, issuing a state of emergency, calling up the National Guard. Guys, don't be living in fear, okay? At the same time, telling people to have 10 days to 2 weeks of food, gas, medicine, and other necessities. With all this going on, it makes me think of a certain Q post, which I read earlier. Who controls the National Guard? Why was the National Guard activated in select cities within the U.S.? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? There's conditions now. What former president used the military to save the Republic? And what occurred exactly? Abraham Lincoln. Interesting. The masses tend to panic in such a situation. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. Don't worry about it. Didn't Dan just post yesterday a video about President Trump interacting with Abraham Lincoln saying, try a tweet? There it is. Huh. Everything seems to be coming together and I'm ready. I hope everybody else is too. What could happen on the weekend? Guys, who knows what's going to happen? Nobody knows. Nobody has the future. All these people that come out saying that they're prophets and they record themselves and say, God told them this, that, and the other. I'm telling you, be really careful. It's very dangerous to do that. As we go forward, I wanted to end with this because we talked about Lorenz, right? These folks that are taken in for J6 could face prison time and more. And it made me think of this time right here, midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Remember, they were put in solitary confinement, folks, and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. All the prisoners heard them singing, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. Now, they're singing in the midst of all the pain. Here's a Worcester Walmart, and I wanted you to hear them singing as I'm reading this, okay? Amazing, because any Walmart that you're in, any store that you're in, you bring your choir in, and they start singing in the United States of America, what are they going to do? Start tackling us all? They're going to call the police and arrest you all? Well, you know what? Go ahead and arrest them. Put them in solitary confinement. They'll all continue to sing. But I think this is wonderful. Check this out.
Oh.
Acts 16, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, and he sprang in and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and he washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house.
Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the reminder from your word that through the most difficult of situations, even down to the pit, to solitary confinement in our own minds, in our own lives, you teach us how wonderful it is to sing to you with all joy. And through that singing, amazing rejoicing, we can have peace in our lives and joy beyond all understanding. We lift up to you the 72-year-old grandmother facing so much pain for simply wanting to do her duty as an American citizen. Would you protect her? Would you surround her? Would you change the minds of those people in the courtrooms to ensure that she's freed? Would you bring to justice someday, may we see, those that perpetrated this lie in front of everyone, that faked this insurrection, that though real perpetrators would go down and we would finally say and see that justice was done. If not in this time, we know someday it will all come together. We ask as we continue to go through each day that you would give us the ability to pray for those that are hurting, lift up to those that are trying to make it day by day. May we run into them. May we be able to give hugs to those that need hugs and pray for those who just simply need to be lifted up to you. Continue protection for those on the front lines, Lord, we ask, so we know that the enemy's after all of us. We ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for your support of this channel. We are so blessed by you. We are so encouraged to have your prayers. We feel them. We know that they are out there. And we just look forward to continuing to provide this service to all of you, okay? Please hit that follow button, if you would, and the like button. And please leave some comments below and let us know how you feel, all right? Looking forward to seeing those. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.